I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Are you ready for a primetime win, Keith?
Yes, I am, Jones. Yes, I am. And boy, did we get one. Holy mackerel. What a game. What a game. What a thrill.
The last time the Patriots had a win, where you came in and you were like, wow, I may really have to change my outlook on this team. I feel differently about this team. Probably the win game in Buffalo with Mac in 2021, right?
Yeah, and yes, but that was a classic yes, but because like, how many games are you going to win with 100-mile-an-hour wind working to your favor, and how many games could you win when your quarterback throws the ball three times? And this isn't, you know, the 1920s college football. Like, how many games can you do that? You were happy about it because you knew it was a good team, and it put the Patriots in a spot where what they get to like 9-4, whatever the record was, it was really good, but there were still way more reasons to doubt that team than this team. You know, that was a straight up, there wasn't a tornado watch or a tsunami or anything. There wasn't like a weather game. That was legitimately like go on the road. Probably the best team in football. They mentioned only 1,000 times on the broadcast. The last unbeaten team in the NFL. The last unbeaten team in the NFL. So, I mean, that's as tough a place as you're going to play. And this early in the season is probably the number one test you could have. I'll be honest, I was just hoping it'd be close.
Same.
I was like, hey, close game. I'll take that as like a win. And we'll move on to next week and easy schedule and we'll go from there.
Look, I don't like to do a lot of these, you know,
moral victories.
Moral victories where you're patting them on the butt for going out and hanging with a quality team. But I was ready to do that this week. If they hung within a score of Buffalo, I was ready to come in and say, all right, they proved themselves. Uh-huh. Not only did they prove themselves, you wonder what the ceiling is now for this team.
Hmm.
And you wonder what the ceiling is for the quarterback.
Oh, boy.
We're back!
He was awesome last night.
Yeah,
he was
fantastic. He looked really, really good. More darts than scampers. You know me, I usually have the darts and scampers scale. Didn't need to scamper too much.
No.
Now, also, like, scampers to me isn't just tucking the ball and running with it, but it's also getting outside the pocket and throwing. So in that regard, he did that quite a bit. He was on the move. He was kind of ad-libbing a little bit here and there. But even the first play of the game, that was a little bit of a scamper to the side. That was a drawn play call immediately to Steph Diggs, which I love that. I love that the first play in Buffalo is to get Steph Diggs involved, who was hyper-involved in the entire game.
And just side note, and he was incredible.
Yeah.
Right from the first play, you just said it, and we were talking about this before the show, and we had similar takeaways.
Oh, he looked so quick.
The very first catch, you knew he had it.
Oh, he made a guy miss and then sprinted up the field. And you're like, oh, boy.
Like, hopped backwards, made a guy miss, and you're like, where's that been?
It's like, this guy is ready.
The second Diggs had his first catch, you knew he had it.
Yep.
And again, we'll get into his night and what he brought to the team.
I was gonna say, his first of 10 catches.
What he's bringing to the team. No, but May was everything.
Yeah,
everything
we've
asked for out of May.
Yep.
He went toe to toe with Josh Allen. He outdueled him.
Yeah,
it's a good defense on the other side. It's a hostile environment. It's a prime time game. and it's a game-winning drive.
I was going to say, where and a fourth-quarter game-winning drive.
He made two incredible plays on that final drive. The one where he is stiff-arming a defender off, down to the ground.
That was crazy.
Hucks it to Diggs, and they get a first down. I couldn't even believe he got the ball away. Never mind, got a first down out of it.
That was wild. And as annoying as the refs were last night, thank God they didn't say in the grasp on that. You know, because you just never know the way they treat quarterbacks.
Well, you know Hockley wanted to.
Hockley wanted to get there and then explain to everybody what that means and why he called it there.
How much of the rule book he actually knows.
When they, now, admittedly, it's when they slow it down on the replay, but when they're grabbing onto him, you're like, oh, man, like, you know, sometimes they do whistle that down, but Drake May, like Josh Allen, like Herbert, like some of these bigger quarterbacks, like they can keep the play alive, and he did. And you're right, not only does he get rid of the ball, but it's a completion, and then they pick up a bunch of yards.
And then he had the a beautiful, beautiful throw to Booty up the right sideline.
Yeah, good catch, too.
19 yards, put him on the cusp of field goal range. They had a few more plays that got Borgalis closer. That kick, I thought, had no chance.
Oh, my God, this guy.
Right down the middle of the uprights, drilled the kick. Drilled the kick.
And then also, Mike Tirico acting like Adam Vinatieri was on the team like 4 years ago. I'm like, Vinatieri hasn't been on the team in forever.
Yeah.
He's like, of course, Adam Vinatieri used to make these kicks. You're like, yeah, I guess.
It's been 20 years.
A long time
ago. It's been 20 years since he's been on the team.
Dude played for the Colts longer than he played for the Pats. But he brought him up like four times. You're like, all right, great. But yeah, that thing legitimately would have been good from 72, let alone 52. And it was right down the middle. You never had to do the thing where you like kind of like wheel it in and like move around the living room. That was good for him because it was a shaky start to his career. And so I think confidence level across the board was pretty low.
I thought it had. Yeah. I'm like, we're going to overtime. This thing has no chance. And
Well, no.
Classic like, Jones right down the middle.
I didn't know if we were going to go to overtime because as they did also point out that if you miss a long field goal, Josh Allen needs is a couple yards. And then Matt Prater we know is good from 65.
Allen needs one 20-yard completion to the sideline, which you know he can do.
So that like game was legitimately on the line.
Maybe not even overtime. Yeah. So you guys can talk about it all day long. It's a Patriots Monday here on Jones and Keefe, 617-779-7937. May was awesome. Time to raise the expectations for the Pats. Diggs was awesome. Borgalis with the game-winning kick. And Mike Vrabel definitely making an impact. We'll get to all of it all day long, plus what happened in Week 5 of the NFL. Coming your way about an hour, a little less than an hour and a half from now, at 11:30. So mark that down. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. You can do the same on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. May statement game?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, we look back at two of the last three games that he has played, and you're like, oh, he was awesome against Carolina, and, you know, he was great against Miami, and you're like, oh, what's his best game? This and the other thing. But I do believe you change it based on the opponent. You change it based on the head-to-head, right? Like, go all the way back to, like, Brady Manning. Like, Brady Manning is when it really kind of stood out. Like, Tom Brady might smoke some other team, right? He might beat up on the Jets. You're like, oh, that's great. Great individual game. But how many times are you an underdog by over a touchdown on the road against the reigning MVP, the team that everybody's probably picking to win the AFC, at least through the first month? Like, if everybody was allowed to change their pick, you'd be like, all right, they're the best team. And you go in there and you play that well, and you know, you don't turn it over, and you come up with like a number of big plays. Yeah, this to me is almost like a and it's on prime time, so it's the only game everybody's watching. So I do think there is a little something to that,
100%.
Where you're like, all right, this is his sort of like welcome to the NFL. Like I'm here, I'm a really good player moment.
I mean. Get up, first take, you know, whatever. First things first. I don't know what all the shows are called. they're all going to
talk at us.
They're all going to be talking about Drake May nationally.
Yeah,
today.
They should.
And there was quite a bit of buzz on him last week. Played you a clip from Cowherd, clip from Eisen. I mean, he was already getting a lot of love last week going into the game.
Because going into the season, you remember, it was pretty low. We did all the exercises looking at all the different rankings and position groups and this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, NFL's top 100 and he wasn't ranking very high. And I think locally there was more of a, hey, we like what we saw, and we think there could be a big step forward with some of the additions to the team and everything. I'm like, he himself can take his game to another level. But most people had him outside the top half of the league in starting quarterbacks. And now, I mean, no matter what metric you want to use, he's in the top half. And then it's like, all right, how high do you want to go from there?
Shime today said seven.
Seven.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles. like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Seven?
There it is. Thank you. Thank you.
That the way he's playing?
Well, it's interesting because
the way he's playing might be higher than that. If you actually sat down and who would I take over him, it might be a different list. But the way he's playing, he might be higher than that.
I think it also it depends on how you come up with your list because, like, Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson. Like, Joe Burrow's out for the year. Lamar Jackson didn't play this week. So it's like, are those guys on your list? Because obviously they bump everybody down. But if you take those guys out, then he would definitely be in the top 10.
May statement game for sure last night. Again, you can talk about it. 617-779-7937. We'll hear from you all day long. A reminder, Football Talk on WEEI presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Here's Mike Vrabel on Drake May and Stephon Diggs, that connection after the game.
Well, I just, one, I'm proud of both of them. You know, being able to emotionally come back here for Steph and be into this thing all week. You're a really good leader for us. Stack a couple really good games together. There's a lot of trust. And again, we're going to move the ball around, right? We're going to move the ball. Everybody helped us again tonight. And I think just a really gutty performance from Drake. Really just continue to enjoy watching him grow and lead this football team. And, you know, it was good for us to again, we'd love to have a win by two scores. But being able to come back and execute in a critical situation, take the clock down, you know, and win it on our terms.
Okay, a gutty performance from Drake May.
Yeah.
Which I agree with. He led three different scoring drives in the second half, two for touchdowns, five plays, 74 yards, hit Diggs for two plays on that one for 48 yards, including a 32-yarder. They had another touchdown drive, 11 plays, 90 yards. He hit Diggs four times for 53 yards
Smart.
On that one.
Throw to Diggs.
Including a 30-yarder. And then the one to go ahead with the game-winning field goal, seven plays, 37 yards. He hit Diggs for that 12-yarder that we talked about, the throw to Booty as well. Drake May asked after the game about coming through in the clutch on the final drive. Here's what he had to say.
Shoot, I was just trusting the guys around me. You know, trust those guys. You know, I grew up, you know, my dad and my brothers always said, you know, in basketball or baseball, if it's the last play or the last shot, you know, I want the ball in my hands. So I'm not going to lose that mindset. You know, I'm going to keep that mindset my whole career.
Keep the mindset his whole career. Hopefully there's more of these. We've been asking for how long for one of these?
Yeah.
And last night we got it.
Yeah, and it's been a bunch of good games. That was the other thing we said about, you know, the Dolphin game or the Carolina game was like, all right, can you stack these games on top where you get to the point where you're like, all right, what was Drake May's best game? And, like, you can argue over, like, three or four different, like, actually, I think it was this one. Whereas, you know, other years, there are plenty of quarterbacks in the NFL that they have a great game. And you're like, oh, Sam Darnold, like, that was a great game. You're like, okay. Are you able to do that week in and week out? Are you able to do that against the best teams? Are you able to do that and, you know, lead a game-winning drive? Because it's funny, in Vrabel's response, he was like, yeah, you know, we wish we could have won by two scores. And I get what he means by that. But I think being tied with 2 minutes to go and leading a game-winning field goal drive long-term is way better. Like, that is great news for him. It's great news for the entire offense to know that they've been in that situation. Not many places are going to be tougher than Sunday Night Football on the road in Buffalo. And to do that, I think you have way more confidence than had you just, you know, won a game where Buffalo is pretty sloppy. You win by two scores and you're like, oh, you happen to win that one. Like, this is far more beneficial.
Look, you look across him to him in the huddle now in a close game, and you know he can do it. You know he could do it before. I mean, a lot of teams can front run against the Carolina Panthers like they did a week ago. This, not a lot of guys can do that.
Great.
Not everyone can do that, what he did on that final drive, specifically the play stiff-arming the defender and still getting it to Diggs. Like, to me, not everybody can do that. And now you can start to build some of that confidence in a close game because you can't win them all going away. Drake May last night. This is from Boston Sports Inf on Twitter, also known as JSGIII22661.
Okay. The old Boston Sports Nymph.
Players in NFL history with four or more consecutive games in a single season with greater than 200 passing yards.
Like that.
73% completion percentage.
Yep.
100 passer rating. Okay.
Four in a row, 100 passer rating.
Four in a row, 200 yards, 73 completion percentage, 100 passer rating. Two quarterbacks are on the list.
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Drake May.
Oh, my God.
End of list.
Because the last list was funny. He was on a list about, like, completion percentage, yards, touchdowns, or whatever. And everybody was like, oh, my God, it's just him, Brady, Manning, and Warner. And it's like, not really. You had to expand the list. And it was like Ryan Tannehill, Matt Hasselbeck. And it's like, but people didn't do that. They
it was like all more. The MVPs and five more.
You're like, yeah. Ryan Tannehill did that 2 years ago? Like, well, yeah, he did, but don't worry about that. This list is more impressive. When it's just you and Brady in anything, that's pretty good.
Drake May, by the way, 9 of 16 for 89 yards in the first half, only 6 points. Second half, 13 of 14.
Yeah.
184.
Right.
And those three scoring drives. So monster game from him. In primetime on national TV, it makes you wonder, Keith, is it time to raise the expectations for the team? A little bit. Let me tell you, I know you know this.
Okay, yeah, please.
Their next four games.
Easy, 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 easy.
Duck boats. At New Orleans.
Although they got a nice win.
New Orleans.
Not to spoil what happened, but they got a nice win.
New Orleans has got their first win. They're 1-4.
Yep.
At Tennessee. Just got their first win.
They should not have.
No.
No, Arizona lost that one. But
1-4.
Yep.
Next up, they're home against Cleveland. 1-4.
Yeah, they're not good either.
And the final team on there is Atlanta. They had their bye. I think they're 2-2. They're 2-2.
2-2.
That's the next month.
Yeah.
Time to raise expectations.
Well, I don't know. I think for some, my expectations are already pretty high. So I just feel stronger about them. Like I was a 10 win, make the playoffs expectation going in. And I think I had them 3-2 after five. I think I might have gotten every game wrong, but I think the record is right. You know, I thought they'd beat the Raiders. I thought they would lose to the Dolphins.
You had Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
The only game I've had right so far.
But, like, I didn't think they were going to beat the Bills in Buffalo, you know? And so, yeah, it's a division game, and maybe they don't get swept by them or whatever, but certainly not this one you didn't expect. But 3-2 after five, knowing that the schedule really lightens up, and then you really only have two tough games left. Because I don't know what Baltimore is. I'm going to put them to the side. Their defense is trash. C.J. Stroud just shredded them. If they get Lamar Jackson back, it's more challenging, but they got to figure out their defense. It's a horrible defense. So I would say Tampa Bay and a rematch of Buffalo. That's it. Of 12 more games, right? 12 more games? You have two tough ones?
Yeah.
So, like, and you're not going to win every single one. That's how it goes. It's the NFL. There are upsets all the time. But even if you have, you know, even if you drop a couple of the bad games, you're looking at 10-7, no problem.
Nope. That's fair to say.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.